Quote the Mishnah. Lo yeshiv odom lefnei asaper somach lemincha. You can't start taking a haircut before mincha. This is a loch afilu mechel, lav dafkan erev Shabbos. The reason why it's brought down in Masechta Shabbos, because the next Mishnah also says things you shouldn't do when they're talking about before erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. So it starts off with other lochis. That before mincha, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Lo yeshiv odom lefnei asaper somach lemincha. And she is spalin. Until you dive in mincha first. Drash l'yeshivot l'fei asapir l'stapra take a haircut somach l'mincha koydim l'mincha ad she yispalo. Why? Shem lo yishkach, maybe you forget yourself lo yispalo, you won't have a mincha v'afilu b'chel nami, this mishnah l'geit in middle of the week lo the toni hocho, what's it doing here in Masechta Shabbos mishun d'dom lo the toni gabo lo yetzi achayit b'machtoi. Later mishnah says a weaver shouldn't walk out with a needle on Erev Shabbos, even before Shabbos. Because we're afraid they'll still walk out with a needle even on Shabbos. So you have lady gzeres not to walk out on Erev Shabbos. It talks about these halachas which even though they're negate to chol. Exactly which mincha we'll see in the Gemara. It means mincha gdol or mincha ktana. Baita lo yikones odem lemercha. You can't go take a bath before you daven mincha. Lebruski, you can't go start making a skin. To make, if you have pieces of skin, you want to make leather out of it, tan them, you can't do it, because right, you're also afraid you won't stop to daven mincha. V'loy lechot, you can't start eating a suda when it comes somach lemincha, it's a half an hour before this man of mincha, now I start having a suda. V'loy ledin, you can't have a shalui, the paskin a shayla, because we're afraid if you start paskin a shayla, you'll be manchef those man and you miss mincha. V'imeschilu, luyitzu b'dievod, you did start to do any one of these things, is a mafsikin. We don't tell you you have to stop, so you're allowed to continue your suddah, continue your haircut, providing that you realize you will have enough time to daven mincha later. Even though matchil you shouldn't have started, but if you did start, we're not matzrich you to stop. Shrashi lo yikone somach lemincha lel merchutz. The time of the kula mishum shema yimshach, we're afraid also maybe you'll be moishach in the bath, at sheyavaz man tfilu, so you missed the whole zman mincha. Finish what you're doing. With normal, you would be able to finish your haircut and still dive a mincha afterwards. Then we don't tell you have to stop. So the Mishnah Noda Locha, Mafsik Likras Krishma. This goes that are people that are Tarosa Manosli. They learn Mamish the whole day without any batola. So still they have to stop learning to say Krishma because that's the Mitzvah of the Raisa. They're not mechuyev to stop learning to daven tefillah, because since they're terosa menosa, they don't have to daven. But no, a person that's a terosa menosa, a yochid. Shashi mafsikin lekrishma, the isim ediraitzam. V'yei mafsikin letefillah b'gemara poruch, hotana l'reisha, the reisha says it, but we'll see more in the Gemara. So special people, that are terosa menosa, to learn the whole day straight without any batola at all, it's brought down as man as that we don't have this din. But everybody's mechuyev to daven. But there's man a mishnah here, if you're terosa menosa and you learn to say do without any afsakim, you didn't have to stop to daven, just to say Krishna. So the Gemara, hay samach lemincha, which mincha are we talking about? Ilayim lemincha gedoyla, which means mincha gedoyla, you start davening at 12:30. So samach would mean a half an hour before, means namish 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 o'clock noontime, you're not allowed to sit down to take a haircut then. So the Gemara, my loy, why not? Ika shoyz b'yayim tuva. You have 4 or 5 hours yet till shkiyah. So you start 12 o'clock, which haircut takes 5 hours? What's the xeri? You won't get finished taking daven mincha. El is that tomorrow, the court means some of the mincha katana. It means some of the mincha katana, which is usually 3:30. So that already is only in an hour and a quarter before shkia. Then you can go into questions. Maybe you won't finish in time. Yeah. So tomorrow, even that shkia though, if metchila, the only time it's also, is like from 3 o'clock on, of ezoye metchilu, if you did start, ain't mafsikin. Still, we tell you don't have to be mafsik. If you start even after mincha ketana, you don't have to be mafsik. For the Gemara b'zoy, name it, you have a tzuf to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There should be a kasher stira to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ki von shegiyah zman tefilas hamincha, once it already comes, this zman tefilas hamincha. So the chura can mean mincha ketana, when it comes 3:30, also liyodom shiitam klum. You're not allowed to eat, taste, anything. As they vaykei to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kredim shispal tefilas hamincha. Before you daven, tefillas mincha. As once it comes 3:30, that you have that's mincha ketanam, so Yeshua ben Levi holds it's also to be toyim. So how could our Mishnah say that if you already started, you're allowed to continue? The chur that's not like Yeshua ben Levi. The locha we don't pass like Yeshua ben Levi. But Koponah, if Dal Mishnah means Mincha Ketano, then it'll be a Sfira to Rabbi Shur Balevi. So the Gemara Loi, I can be Matchino, maybe our Mishnah can still go like Rabbi Shur Balevi. L'yoyla Matai, our Mishnah is even talking about Samach L'Mincha Gedela. It's telling you that even at noontime, you are not allowed to sit down to take a haircut. Even by Samach, next to close to Mincha Gedela. Mincha Gedela is at 12:30, so Samach means half an hour before, you're not allowed to do these things. I, the question is, why not? There's a long time till Shkia. Over Tasperis Ben Elosa, talking about a special type of a haircut. The guy Mamish takes every single hair and cuts it separately to get each hair the exact measurement that one hair reaches the next hair. We'll soon see in Rashi. That's the way the Kohen Gadol used to have his haircut. He had to look tip-top. A special haircut takes a very, very long time. It takes 5 hours, a haircut. With such a haircut, you can't start from Mishgrela. I, what's on the Merchus? The Merchus? The cooler mill for the Merchus. From talking about first entering, taking off your coat. When they first entered the bathhouse, namus, it wasn't a simple thing. You had to go in there, get undressed, and get the water ready, and go in there. The whole thing can also take 5 hours. The kula milk the merchus, lo lebruski, by going with tanning when you're making your skin. Lebruski gebele, where you have a lot of skins to make. So also, once you start making the skins, it takes a long time, you'll get lost there. For lo lechel, not to sit down to eat, die, how could you eat 5 hours straight? The sudi gebele, you go to a chasna. You go to a chasna at noontime, you're not going to sit down to eat until first you daven mincha. So the gedolah is also. What does it mean you can't pass in the shayla at 12 o'clock? You have till 5 o'clock to daven mincha. But chilas adin. So much you start at the beginning of the din. You first start hearing the tainus. Then the bezin sits down to listen. Yeah, it can take so long. It can take a long time, the whole din. That's the way we'll be in matcha this pshat. That the Mishnah could even mean for mincha gedolah it's also, providing these are special type of haircuts. Let's see Rashi. Mincha gedolah zatrashi has cholas man tomet shabein abayim. When the first man you start bringing the tomet shabein abayim, mechimaschol laharif. When the sun starts to go back towards marav zayin, da'ino mechatzi sheva l'mala. From the 6.5 hours of the day, da'ay chatzi sheish vechatzi sheva. He's from 11:30 to 12:30 in the morning light. The sun stays still. Achama oimedes brush kolodin. The cham is mamish direct on top of you. Kederos connect the lamata. V'yeno meitel l'shum tzad. From 6.5 hours, that's the first half hour in the 7th hour of the day, then noitler kila marav. Then the sun starts going back to marav. Samach lemincha. And what does samach lemincha mean? Me'aschol sheva. Samach means a half an hour before that, at the beginning of the 7th hour, which means at 12 o'clock. That's the beginning of the 7th hour. Mincha ketana zatrasha means mitesol machta. It's 9.5 hours of the day. Shei regilim shel achro yosem mikan. How do you get the shear of 9.5 hours? Because usually they never brought the Talmud Shoben Abayim later than that. Even though Metchil they could bring it from 12:30, but usually they always brought it later by 3:30. What's called Samach Lo? At the 3 o'clock, the beginning of the 10th hour of the day. Is it Metchilu Ein Masikim Metzmiyah? If you're talking about Mincha Ketana now, so it's not only an hour and a half left, an hour and a quarter left. Is Betzmiyah, if in the middle of a Sud, in the middle of a Hekot, you don't have to stop, the Yavar Azman, Lehmet Yevet Yufta, Diktoni Yachi Yigmu Sudasim. Here we say, you can finish, and Yeshua Balevi says, once it comes Mincha Ketana, you have a Chiyah to stop. The Moros Teretz says, no, it's no Stira. Now, Mishnah is talking about Mincha Gedolah. At 12 o'clock noontime, you have to cancel one of these things. I, what's the Gzera, a 5-hour job? A special Hekot, Strashi Ben Eloso, Chosno Sherebi, was Rebbe's son-in-law. For you, he spent a lot of money. To learn how to take the special haircut the way a Kohen Gadol used to take. Used to cut all his hair. He didn't take a baldy though. He left every part, every hair. A little bit of each hair was left over. That one hair reached the next ikur of the next one, reached the root of the next one. It's a pretty short haircut, but every single hair was cut separately to make sure it was long enough just to reach the root of the next hair. Such a haircut takes a very long time, so it's possible to take 5 hours such a haircut. You have a lot of skin to take care of, it could also take a long time. The kulmos the merchus loch of roisher to scratch your hair, l'shtat the bechamav to pour hot water over you, over tzayne and then to put cold water lazia take the shvitz the ganze meitzer to take 5 hours there. That's one shot. Weiter. So tomorrow, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amano, Leyoylam betasperat Adam, we're talking about a portion of the haircut. Of Zoy, and we're talking about Mincha Gedolah with Tosa. We're talking about Chila, my loy, what's wrong to sit at 12 o'clock noontime to take a haircut? You have 5 hours to go. Leyeshiv is Exero, Shema Yishper Azud. Maybe in the middle of your haircut, the barber's machine is going to break down. So he cut half your hair, so you can't leave the barber shop. You look terrible. You have to wait till he finishes, fixes his machine. It could take 5 hours till he fixes the machine. So it's not Exero. For loy la merchet, lehaziyah biyam, I'll tell you, even a merchet you can't do just to take a schwitz. I, why not? Doesn't take 5 hours. Chila, my loy, Exero Shem Yisalas. You take a schwitz, maybe you'll faint there and you'll be out for 5 hours. No, don't take the schwitz before you dive mincha. For Leila Burski, you can't start tanning. Leyuni Biyama, even just look over the skin, see how they're doing. For the Chila, my loy, why not? Dilma Chosip say that maybe you'll see some skin that's not doing so good, there's a hole there in the skin. Vizvino Mitrid, and it'll bother you and you start fixing it up. So just to go look at your panosa, that's also no good. Because if you start looking, something's wrong, you'll be there a long time to fix it up. For Leila Lechol, Afilu Sudik Tan, Afilu take a lunch. You can't eat before you dive in mincha. Look at Chila, my loy, I lunch doesn't take the 5 hours. Yeah. Dilma Oslam Shuchay. That's a mitzvah. When you start eating a little bit, you get to the taiv, you enjoy eating, maybe you'll be mamshik, you sit there for 5 hours. There's no limit eating. If you have the food there, it could be you'll keep on going. So there's no such example. For loy le din, and not to pask in the shala, filu be gemara din. You just have the end. Just the gemara din to pask him. So the Chila, my loy, am I? What's wrong with that dude? Starting that at 12 o'clock. You have 5 hours to go. Dilma chazi timer. Maybe at the end, right about you, before you pass, this chayev. Oyvei, I remember there's another time here, and because this time of the whole psak is wrong, I'll have to start the whole thing over again. So even though you're coming in just to give the final psak, still there's a gzeira. Dilma chazi timer v'sasri dina. So the ma'isel alocha, there are a lot of velta sheet is brought down how we pass because the machlekes is showing them here very stark. Exactly what we're talking about, this part of the Gemara is going back to Mincha Gedolah, it's going back to Mincha Ketana. The Ma'aseh of Yehilam is Mekel, that Asu de Ketana, take a kosher lunch, you're allowed to eat, and a normal haircut, you're allowed to eat. For Mincha Gedolah, there's not to talk about it's Mutter. Even Mincha Ketana, there are also sheets that hold that it's Mutter to start lunch even after Mincha Ketana, and even after take a haircut. But there is providing that you have a minyan to go to. So since you know Klo, you have to go to the minyan, we're not afraid you'll miss. You'll miss it. But if you dive a mincha by yourself, then after mincha ketana, then there's a shayla already. You have to know cloth, no exactly. Then if you didn't eat lunch yet, you can dive in yourself anyway, then the eight is to dive a mincha first and then eat your lunch. But before mincha ketana, we make code that you're allowed to eat a sudi ketana, or take a haircut, do these things. Right, what's called the beginning of a haircut to say you started, that you shouldn't start? Be all, at least you have to start this much before minchas, before this man of mincha. Or meravavin mishiniach maforis shall sapor in our virka. When he puts the sheet over you, it's a barber. You go there and he starts putting the sheet to collect the hair, shouldn't fall on you. That's called you started the haircut. That's mean if you already started, you're not mechuyav to stop anymore. That's called you started the haircut. Neimah sayas cholos merchat. When is it called you started taking your bath already? That you started, you don't have to stop anymore. Or meravavin mishiyara mafroisos hemenu. When you took off your first coat, you took off your outside coat, that's called you started to get ready to go into the merchat, you already started. Rashi Mishiyasa Maforas Emenu, Soidroyhu, type of a coat you used to wear, who reshain la'ashotis begodim. That's like the first thing you take off. So you start taking a dress, start taking off your first jacket, whatever you're wearing, that's called you started the merchat already. Name the Sayas Cholos Bruski, what start you already started to work with the skin? Misha Yikshor Bank Seifel. When you trashy, as botes roisov shakurin, you put some gloves on you, you get yourself ready to start working with the skins. When you put the gloves on, that's called you already started. Name it says chol sachila. When is it called you started to keep your sudi ready, that you don't have to stop anymore to dive in mincha? Rav ama mishi to yodis. When you wash your hands, that's called you start the sudi. Rav chlina ama mishi yata chagurei. When you untie your belt, as they used to wear a very tight belt, so it comes to eat, you can't eat with a tight belt. Before you start eating, you start loosening your belt. So that's called the beginning of eating. Marvelai pligi, holon v'holahu. Hey, they didn't wear a belt, so you don't have to untie your belt just when you wash your hands. But they used to wear a belt, then the beginning of eating is when you untie your belt. Trashi, holon v'holahu. Pnei bovel ha'yachogin esatzman b'chayzik. Used to make the belt very tight. U'gesha'ichlem, when they went to eat, tzricha matirin, that opened up the belt a little bit. U'bnei as yisrael ha'yonoigin tein. Va'ataras ha'gur ha'koydim k'il shadayim. is even though they wear belts, but the belts weren't tight. So they could eat like we do without opening your belt. No matter what's called by them eating and beginning the Suda, we used to wash the hands. Stop here.
Daf Tes on the base. Omer Abaye, Hani Chavrin B'Vavloi, the people come in Bovil, L'man D'yomat Filas Arvis, they said over, the people hold that Davani Marv is only a Rishus, his Kivun D'Shorin Lehem Anayu, as soon as they unbuckle their belt, is Lo Matrichinin Lehi. We're not much rich them anymore to go daven marav. It's because they came home at night, and the rabbi says they used to sit down, and before they ate in Bovel, they used to unbuckle their belt. So a person came home and sat down, unbuckled his belt. We're not much rich him again to go put on his belt to daven marav. So Rashi, the man di yomar tefilas arvis rishus from masech to brochus. We had the machlokes in the gemara brochus. The vnei she keneged hekter chalovim. Because davening marav rabbanu masakin connected the burning of the korbanos, the emurim shein maklin kaprosim. It's not the yikar of the kapora. The yikar of the korban is doing the zrikas adam, bringing burning the meat. That's only a mitzvah, but it's not makif. So then they hold tefillas marav is only yeshus. Is le matrichinim le to trash shel hafsik to tell them to stop. El yigmor they could finish their suda, v'yachak yispal and later they'll continue. Later they'll daven. Is once they unbuckle their belt to sit down to eat, we're not much riach them now to tie the buckle up again and daven marav first. We tell them, finish your whole suda, and when you finish the suda, then you'll daven marav. For the Gemara, Oleman diyam achayva matrichinin lei. You're only saying this if you hold tefillas arav, marav is a rishus. Mashma, if you hold tefillas arav is a chayva, then we tell them, even though you started to eat, you have to stop eating and daven marav. For the Gemara of Tfilas Mincha to the Kula Yal Machayvi to daven Mincha, everybody holds as a chayva. You have to daven Shachar say Mincha, that's a chayva. Can they get Tomet Shal Shachar and Tomet Shal Ben Arbayim? And still, the Mishnah says Utnam in Mischimu if they started to eat even after the Zaman Mincha, when the beginning of Mincha Gedolim, that they weren't supposed to. But if they already started to eat, is Alocha Ein Mafsikin. We don't tell them to stop their suda. They're allowed to continue their suda, and they'll daven mincha after the suda. So what are you saying if you hold tefillas arvis is rishus? We don't tell you to stop the suda, but rather finish the suda, then daven mariv, mashmif mariv is the chayva. We tell you to stop eating, and daven mariv, why is mariv worse than mincha? Mincha is also a chayva, and mitchila, you're not supposed to start eating before you daven mincha, but if you started eating, we say you're allowed to finish. V'yoma Rabbi Chanina, Mishiyate Chagurot. We had before what's called like in Bovel, what's called you started your Suda, that you don't have to stop the Suda to daven Mincha if you want to unbuckle your belt. That's called the Suda started. So Vizoy, if Marv is a Chayv, it should be the same halacha. Even if you already unbuckled your belt, you should be mutter to finish your Suda and then daven Marv later. And the Gemara now is